This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number, if you want to take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm. You can join us in there when you want to talk about whatever you would like to discuss. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And Chris.
All right, coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us about new rules, potentially new laws or whatever over in, was it Michigan?
Yeah.
Where they're going to be expanding the use of roadside drug testing. Now, I don't know if that means they're going to be testing your blood.
I think it means that they're going to be, testing your blood with needles and stuff.
They use saliva tests.
You sure?
That's what they were using when I was there before. They were doing that in Ann Arbor before I returned.
I'm pretty sure they were using needles somewhere to take blood from people physically on the side.
They may be expanding it to use needles now, but they were using mouth swabs.
Yeah, they had,
which apparently will misidentify. Apparently, they're not very accurate.
Yeah, well, which I think is why they're using needles and forcefully, they're getting warrants and then they're forcefully taking with. I don't know who's doing the actual puncturing as far as taking the blood, but they're having people on the side of the road,
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
That would be insane.
I'm not sure about Michigan specifically, but I
don't know
in some
if you've
places.
Ever had blood drawn by somebody who wasn't very good at it, but that
scary.
Can be not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially for people who, are afraid of needles and that sort of thing. I'm not personally, but for those that are, if you've got somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, that's a really kind of a janky situation. So we can talk about those things. Plus, of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Earlier this week, we talked about freedom of speech and how it's basically under attack. A lot of people don't really have much appreciation for freedom of speech, and that apparently includes New York City. Where
New York City?
That's right.
That comes as a huge surprise.
Get a rope. Because according to the news, NBCNews.com, now using the terms illegal alien or illegals with, quote, intent to demean, humiliate, or harass a person, unquote, in New York City is now against the law.
Wow.
And it could result in a fine as high as $250,000, according to new guidance.
Good Lord.
Okay. City's Commission on Human Rights.
Somebody has to explain the First Amendment to these people because
apparently they missed that.
Yeah.
I'm seriously. Well, or they just don't care.
Right.
I mean, obviously you got to break some eggs to make a dystopia.
The guidance, which was issued September 25th, also makes it illegal to harass or discriminate against, quote, someone for their use of another language or their limited English proficiency, and threatening to call.
So if somebody applies for a cashier job and they don't speak English, you have to hire them anyway? That's going to make for some interesting customer experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you threaten to call ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, on a person based on a discriminatory motive, unquote. Deputy Mayor Phil Thompson said in a statement, quote, "We take immense pride in our city's diversity and the immigrant communities that call New York City home. This new legal enforcement guidance will help ensure that no New Yorker is discriminated against based on their immigration status or national origin."
Yeah, shocking,
I'm just floored.
Yeah,
I'm not shocked. I But at the same, I mean, it's been coming.
Yeah,
but
it's not the first time it's not the first time they've tried to do stuff like this in Mass. I don't even know if I can say this on the radio.
Massachusetts.
Basically, you can't use the word, you know, for female dog.
Okay. Yeah.
You can call dog a bitch.
You can say bitch.
Or they're trying to pass it. No, I can't say bitch.
Oh, they didn't pass it yet?
No, my understanding is that they are trying to pass it currently.
And this is going to be a state law.
That's a state law, right? Yeah, my understanding anyway.
And these are obviously violations of freedom of speech. So I want to make it clear, I don't personally care for the term illegal alien either. Okay, I want to make sure that that's clear. These are human beings.
Right.
They're no more illegal than every one of the rest of us, because if what makes them illegal is that they violated a law, well, guess what? You probably violated a law today. Maybe three or four of them.
Oh, yeah.
So that would make all of us illegal.
It's illegal alien basically means alien, not American, and not here legally.
That's what it means. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is a way of looking down your nose at somebody.
It's manipulating people is what it's doing.
Well, it is. It's based on the idea that things that are illegal are bad. Most of my favorite things are illegal. So that might be one of the cooler aliens.
That's right. But when you're trained, when you're taught in schools that, you know, crime is bad, you know, illegality is bad, and then you call somebody an illegal, what do you think that's doing?
Right. It's absolutely used as a pejorative. It is a mean, you know, intention that is usually used. It is they're disregarding the humanity of that person by saying those things. Oh, you're not like the rest of us. You're illegal.
You're not free until you're a citizen of America.
Well, even then, you're not free.
Yeah. But that's the kind of what they're advertising. That's
what
they're selling.
You're not human. You're an alien. You know, there's just nothing that's friendly about the term illegal alien. And the people using those terms are not trying to be friendly. They're trying to be very, very mean, very rude.
Oh, yeah.
They look at these people as the enemy. The government has positioned them as a scapegoat to make them, you know, into this group that can be blamed for all kinds of ills that really should be blamed on the government. But they push it off on so-called illegal aliens.
So, I don't know.
Maybe it's because I'm older, but I've always used the term illegal alien because
that
was
undocumented human.
Well, you could say that.
Isn't it more accurate?
I suppose so.
Because otherwise, you're just using legal terms, right? Alien's a legal term in this case, and illegal is referring to the claim that they are not legal.
Right? Yeah, I mean the.
How about the generally people the government doesn't
generally like? I will use the term that's in the most common usage.
Let's
because
dehumanized.
That's the way that's going to make
that's
most
like saying
people
you would use
understand
Japs
what
or,
I'm saying.
So spics or wops or something like that, if those were commonly used.
Well, that's not in common usage.
I mean, the problem is
one time they were.
The problem is
they were.
The problem is the law, though, right? Like, I mean, that's
the problem is the state, the government,
right,
the law.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
And that's, you know, nobody should be illegal. Everybody should be legal.
Well, nobody is illegal. We're all illegal.
Yeah. Well,
and when I say nobody, I mean this nobody here in the studio.
It's
with us.
True. I'm illegal.
I'm sure I'm forbidden by several statutes. It would be interesting to start referring to people who are citizens as illegals because we're all breaking the law.
That's
right?
My point.
I mean, it's just, you know, you do it every day, whether you know
it or
not.
Are you an illegal alien? No, I'm an illegal citizen.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Well, and plus, you're not even a citizen either, because in order to be a citizen, you have to have a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection.
Yeah.
And we know that the government does not have an obligation to protect you. They've ruled it over and over again through their own Supreme Court multiple times.
Yeah, this is true.
So, therefore, there is no such thing as a citizen. That's just a myth. That's a myth to draw a line between you and the people they want you to look down on, the illegals, so-called illegals, right? This is dehumanization.
You know,
classic.
The crazy thing is the criminality, like the percentage of crime that occurs amongst people who are coming to this country illegally and those within the country is about the same. So there's not like, it's like this whole fear-mongering of like, oh, there's all these rapists that are, you know, crossing the border. It's just, there are some, but there's also some here. And as a percentage of the population who's coming here, it just,
after X amount of thousands of people go to a place.
Change anything.
Yeah, if you have X amount of thousands of people going to a place, there's probably going to be one violent person in there. Now, what X is, I don't know. But, you know, amongst thousands of humans, most of whom are completely peaceful and productive, you're probably going to have a couple of thugs.
Oh, yeah. True. In the case of immigrants, rapists are going to be, or convicted rapists at least, are going to be more prevalent among those who came here illegally because we're not going to let rapists in knowingly. So the in theory, there should be zero among the legal immigrant population. But, yeah, I mean, people born elsewhere are no better or worse than people born
up
here.
855, 450, free, like freedom.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you have a qualified plan, an IRA, 401k, 403b, or some other type of investment account? Would you like to learn how the ultra-wealthy take their investment accounts and make them legally 100% tax-free? Have your money liquid and invest in literally anything you want to, completely tax-free with the blessing of the IRS. And no, it's not a Roth. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Anarchapulco is the world's foremost conference for voluntarist thinkers and activists, held in beautiful Acapulco, Mexico. Share ideas on how to live free and escape the clutches of the state. Their unparalleled lineup of speakers will discuss entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships. Stay in a world-class resort and enjoy the sun and beaches. February the 13th through the 16th, visit anarchapulco.com for early bird pricing and 10% off with coupon code FTL.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It is now illegal to say illegal in New York City in the context of talking about a human being. And they're looking at fines now of up to $250,000 for somebody who uses the terms illegal alien or illegals with, quote, intent to demean, humiliate, or harass a person. We'll continue with that discussion. Also, want to invite you over to local.bitcoin.com, and that is where you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods globally on a platform that actually respects your privacy, because you don't have to show ID to create an account. Even if you have ID and you want to show ID, you can't. There's no place to upload it. Like, there's not an option for that. They don't need to know. They don't want to know who you are. In fact, they even have encrypted communications between buyers and sellers, meaning the administrators of the website don't know what you're saying between buyers and sellers unless you choose to bring in a third party, saying that you've got a dispute and you need somebody to arbitrate it. Then you can give the administrator access to come read the messages in the trade. But until then, they can't. So go to local.bitcoin.com, get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com. We started out tonight here, and by the way, the phones, of course, are open, and you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. It's Ian, Nobody, and Chris in the studio tonight. But they're making it illegal, and they're calling it guidance. I don't know what the difference between guidance and, you know, passing ordinances is, but it came from the city's Commission on Human Rights, and they have decided that it will be a fineable offense up to $250,000 if you use the terms illegal alien or illegals, or if you, for instance, discriminate against or harass someone for their use of another language or their limited English proficiency. Now, these are all things that are very rude things to do. There's no doubt about it. To be mean to somebody.
I would say hiring a cashier who doesn't speak English is a rude thing to do if you value your customers.
Sure, sure. And no doubt about that. But that said, I don't know if that's what they're going to be targeting in this particular instance, although they certainly could. This seems to me to be targeted more at, like, the person on the street who says something to you about how they don't appreciate you not using you're not speaking English, you shouldn't be around here, you know, that kind of thing.
I mean, don't you guys find it humorous that it's the Human Rights, like, Commission that is passing a, you know, some sort of ordinance that is
a violation.
A violation of your human rights. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
You know who should really be grumpy about this, though, is black folks in New York, because there's an N-word which is way more offensive from my point of view than illegal alien. I mean, it's never used without, or just about never used without rancor, and yet it's perfectly legal to say it.
Yeah, I guess under this particular guidance, it is still legal to say that. Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, there's no law against it. Never has been. I mean, you don't want to say it to somebody who works for you, because you'll get sued, but...
Or I'm thinking punched.
Approximately 37% of New York City residents were born outside of the United States, according to an annual report from their mayor's Office of Immigrant Affairs. New York is also among the most linguistically diverse cities in the world, with hundreds of languages being spoken throughout the five boroughs. While discrimination on the basis of immigration status and national origin has been illegal in the city for decades, under the human rights law, this new guidance reaffirms those protections by providing specific examples of discrimination in housing, public accommodations, and employment. Some examples of discriminatory violations outlined include paying a lower wage or withholding wages to workers because of their immigration status, and harassing store customers by telling them to stop speaking their language and demanding that they speak English. The commission also announced it's currently investigating four cases involving discrimination, quote, based on threats to call ICE in order to harass, threaten, or intimidate a victim. In conjunction with the new directives, one of these cases involves a landlord in Queens who sent menacing text messages to a tenant. According to the presiding judge's report, the landlord wrote in one of her messages, quote, "It was fun and games when you calling DOB, now it's fun and games calling immigration 12 times a day. They can deport you." DOB, Department of...
buildings maybe? Yeah. I'm guessing there is a landlord-tenant dispute going on there.
That's what it's sounding like there.
So it's interesting. Is it going to be illegal to threaten to call the building department on your landlord?
Oh, no,
on
that's
totally
legal.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, you just can't threaten.
So there's
call
a very, very narrow range of people here that you can't offend.
It seems ridiculous that they're basically gonna say it's illegal to report somebody who's here not legally, right? Because it's the government.
Well, they're not saying you can't report. They're saying you can't threaten to report.
So instead of threatening them, okay, just call ICE, and that's perfectly legal.
And you shouldn't report
people. I mean, don't,
people.
Because yeah, that's right. A horrible all thing right, to do. Right.
So making a threat is a worse crime than actually taking action to participate in violence.
Run that by me again.
Making the threat to participate in violence is worse in New York City, according to New York City law, than it is to actually participate in committing violence.
Yeah, well, they don't see it the way you're saying. I mean, obviously, so when you're saying violence, you mean calling ICE is calling a violent group of men.
Right,
well, certainly.
And women to attack another purportedly peaceful human being.
Right.
So that's the violence that you're referring to.
It's also really strange that you're restrained from, you know, threatening to commit an act, which is itself perfectly legal.
That's right.
Anything else, like criminal threatening, you have to threaten to do something illegal to them.
Welcome to New York City.
Yeah, you have to threaten some sort of violent act.
My guess is that the Supreme Court, if and when one of these, well, first off, I'm going to make a prediction that somebody will fight this to the Supreme Court just out of sheer irritation with it. And my second prediction is they will win.
I mean,
I'm more sure of the first than the second.
You know, the crazy thing is we've got so many laws that have been fought to the Supreme Court, and yet we fight the battle again and again and again. It's like you think that once you win a battle, you can, like, you know, use that in, you know, to get your case thrown out effectively. That's, you know, being used against you. But you can't.
Nope,
you got to
fight
it again
all the way
and again,
again
and every
again,
time there's a new law.
Well,
crap.
That is the purpose of stare decisis is. Is that you're not supposed to have to fight it back to the Supreme Court. The lower courts are supposed to respect the precedent. Of course, in theory, there's no difference between theory and practice, and practice there generally is.
The precedents are usually very narrow, so like it'll only apply to that particular case. It won't apply to some other new law that
passed.
Well,
but even if the precedent does apply to your new case, they'll still appeal you all the way up to the Supreme Court where it has to be decided again.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
Maybe. My machete charge, for example, they fought the guy with the bow and arrow to the Supreme Court, and with me, they didn't even bring me to trial. They just kept bringing the charge against me.
True.
Because they knew they'd lose.
But that was harassment. That was intentional harassment, I think, not anything more.
I would agree.
Could be. Yeah. 855, 450, free. In fact, they're still coming after you with driving while suspended, I believe, is the other charge.
Yeah, a couple suspended.
That's coming up next week. I believe on Tuesday.
Remember.
So, we'll be there, or at least I will, to record that. There's more coming up. Free Talk Live.
With Fortune DNA, you can invest in anything you want to. 100% tax-free for you and your heirs. And use your money before you're 59 and a half without ever losing your principal. All with the blessing of the IRS. Avoid the volatility of the market. Put certainty back into your investing future and keep full access to your money with Fortune DNA. Join us now at dna.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at dna.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Robert Francis O'Rourke has ended his bid for the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. In a message on Twitter, he says that I'm announcing that my service to this country will not be as a candidate or nominee. During his presidential campaign, O'Rourke ruled out a run for Senate or Congress. It's a record day for the S&P 500 and NASDAQ on Wall Street. Both indexes set all-time highs as the government reported a much better-than-expected jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was also up 301 points to finish at 27,347. The S&P gained 27 for a record high, closing at 3065, and the NASDAQ gained 94 points to end the day at 8386. And President Trump is on his way to one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Tupelo, Mississippi. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Just head on over to discord.lrn.fm, and that's where you can join the conversation that goes on throughout the day, throughout the night. There's other listeners in there at pretty much all times. Of course, if you're listening during the show and you want to actually call in, then Discord is the best sounding way that you can do that. Just join the fun over at discord.lrn.fm.
And all hail Discordia.
I saw you in there earlier today.
Yeah, it's true.
So once again, it's discord.lrn.fm. Plus, want to say thanks to the folks over at AnyPay who just did an upgrade, from what I understand, to their point-of-sale system to make it snappier and faster than
ever.
Oh,
much better. Much better.
Have you tested it today?
I tested it earlier, just before I came into the show at Corner News. And
really?
The screen went green at the same exact time that the audio played. There was no delay.
Really?
So cool. It's a lot better. Much snappier, definitely.
Those guys are doing great work over there. Get on over to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and you can start accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash, Dash, and the original Bitcoin as well over at helpmetakebitcoin.com. They make it super easy. If you're a business owner, you don't have to pay, you know, these ridiculous fees to accept cryptocurrency. There's no fee to accept crypto when you use AnyPay through helpmetakebitcoin.com. They'll walk you through the steps. It is very simple. You'll be up and running. If you've never had cryptocurrency in your life, it's just a few steps. It will only take a moment. It's so much easier than setting up credit card processing like 100 times easier than setting up a
2 minute process. Maybe.
2 minute, that's too fast. If you have no wallet, it's probably going to take you 5 minutes to download a wallet and get that set up.
I mean, how long does it take to open up the App Store though and click install? I mean, it's basically what
not
you're doing.
Not long, but you still have to wait for it to download.
That's true.
And then it has to install, and then you got to set up an account.
I guess it depends on your fast speed of your internet connection.
Yeah. If you've already got a cryptocurrency wallet, then I would say 10 minutes tops to set up BennyPay.
Don't forget to write down your wallet words.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
or you use the Edge wallet, and it will
then it's username and password.
Password, yeah.
HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. Get over there. Get started on accepting cryptocurrency. You don't want to be left behind the curve on this. All right. So we're continuing to discuss what's going on in New York City, where they're coming down with up to $250,000 fines for basically saying words to people, and specifically calling folks illegal aliens or illegals with the intent to demean, humiliate, or harass a person. Now, of course, proving intent in that case may be somewhat difficult. Of course, it probably is going to end up depending on who's judging the case more than anything else.
Mm.
But they are also saying you can't threaten to call ICE on a person based on a discriminatory motive, and also discriminating or harassing another person for their use of another language or their limited English proficiency. Now, a lot of
is there any motive for calling ICE which isn't discriminatory? Because,
yeah,
you know, really you would only call them if you thought the person was from somewhere else. Otherwise, ICE is going to tell you to go away and stop calling them.
Indeed. So, yeah, the purpose of calling ICE is to give somebody a tough time and, you know, ruin their day and or life. And you shouldn't do that stuff, just to be clear. You should leave people alone, leave peaceful people be. You know, come up with something more creative to do. If somebody's causing you a problem, come up with something more creative than calling the goon squad on them, if you can. Than, you know, just calling ICE. Last month, John B. Spooner, who is a judge in New York, recommended that a landlord pay $17,000 for threatening to call ICE on an undocumented tenant in a case that laid the groundwork for these new directives. Any New York City resident, as according to NBCNews.com, who believes they have faced discrimination can file an inquiry with the commission, who can then bring a case against an individual who's accused of violating the law if it finds the allegations to be credible. The city's Office of Administrative Trials and Hearings adjudicates the cases. Quote, New York City has benefited from a history rich with contributions from immigrant communities, said the commissioner for their Commission on Human Rights. Quote, we honor that history by making clear that any abuse of any person based on their actual or perceived immigration status will not be tolerated here.
Wow. I mean, I can kind of imagine, like, a government wanting to pass, like, you know, I don't know, $50, $100 ticket, some sort of ticketable, like, offense that's not, but I mean, this is
still illegal if they were
right
to do that.
Right? Yeah, I'm not saying that would be a good thing, but, like, I could see it, but up to $250,000, I mean, that's just insane.
That's like 6 years of income if you make the median, which is around $40,000.
Right? Wow. I mean, seriously. And you know that's going to get abused, right? Like, you know that somebody is going to use that to basically do, like, reverse discrimination, maybe, or something along those lines.
Sure. Target somebody that you don't like. Of course, now having evidence will probably help your case, but can you just bring a claim by saying somebody said something? Do you have to have video of them saying it? Do you have to have a text message from them with them saying it to
you?
Well,
the other question is, where is Fox News located?
I think they've got studios in New York.
Because they use that term regularly.
Oh, interesting.
here's another question. So frequently, you know, states will extradite from one state to another. Will New York try to extradite me if I use the term, you know, on the radio when it airs in...
Good question.
Broadcast in New York?
Wow.
I mean, think about this for a moment. Because
it's probably not a criminal offense.
New Jersey tried to extradite somebody from Massachusetts for writing a program that was never even... I don't even think it was a finished program from Massachusetts for running a crypto mining for the browser.
Do they? You actually ask an interesting question. Do they do extradition for civil case? I don't think they do.
No,
right?
You can't extradite for a civil case.
This would be considered civil.
Well, I mean, they're not talking about a criminal penalty here. I don't know. Maybe it's just a violation with up to $250,000 fine.
I mean, that's insane.
I don't know. I don't know what the actual status of this law is or what they consider it to be.
What happens if I set it in New Hampshire, broadcast in New York, and then I'm passing through New York?
I'm going to find out.
That's the thing.
I mean, seriously,
if you've got a civil judgment against you, if you were driving through New York, and the person on the other end of the judgment happened to find out about it, I think they could lien your property if they could get the government to move.
Yeah, fast enough.
You know, lean your car or something.
It just sounds absolutely insane for somebody to be able to do basically reverse discrimination. Because that's effectively what I think is going to enable. It's basically somebody going to be able to make up something, some accusation, and then have this huge penalty that they can try and enforce against you simply by testifying. And if it's civil and not criminal, it's not beyond a reasonable doubt. It's preponderance of the evidence. And what are people going to believe?
That's a good point.
Most people, when you're basically having to defend against something, most people are going to say you're guilty, even though there's no evidence other than somebody testifying, probably being the person who is making the accusation at the same time. So
there's more, by the way, not on the New York case, because that's bad enough as it is, but there's more attack on freedom of speech going on. Earlier this week, you guys weren't on the show, but it was our Tuesday night episode where it was Conan and Johnson. We talked in detail about another opinion piece by somebody who, I forget the guy's name at this point, but arguing for why the First Amendment is a bad idea because, people can get their feelings hurt and we need to protect people and all this nonsense. Well, now you've got Reason Magazine with a story about a former Time editor. Remember Time Magazine?
Yeah.
They used the First Amendment. They used freedom of speech, the freedom of the press. And now this guy wants to cancel the
First Amendment. I don't think they ever publish anything that the government doesn't want them to say, though.
And he wants to not only cancel the First Amendment, but pass hate speech laws. And on top of that, this guy is apparently the CEO of the Constitution Center.
Wow.
So here's the piece from Nick Gillespie at Reason.
You can name your organization anything you want,
yes,
and then do the opposite.
Well,
right?
Obama was a constitutional scholar too, right?
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm. I think you're right.
Yeah. So we got more coming up here. We'll share with you what this jackball has to say about freedom of speech in moments, and plus drug testing on the side of the road. Chris, you've got a story about that coming up. It's expanding apparently in Michigan, and as we know, when one state does a thing and gets away with it, a lot of others follow suit.
It's shocking it exists at all in the first place.
Yeah, so this could happen near you, even if you don't live in Michigan. So stay tuned for that. Plus, your calls and thoughts are welcome here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to VA.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom of speech is continuing to be under attack. People just don't want their feelings hurt. And so they want the government to get involved and try to put a stop to it. And this is going to result in some very, very nasty circumstances here if these trends continue. Because freedom of speech is an important concept, as we discussed in detail on Tuesday night. And we will continue to discuss again and again here because it's important to help people understand this. We always have new generations of young folks coming up through the government schools, which is, nothing more than an indoctrination camp, and they are not getting the truth about the freedom of speech. They're not learning about, what these amendments to the Constitution mean, freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, many of these basic freedoms that we think are really important.
The schools themselves are stifling their freedom, right? Like, they say one thing and they do another.
That's right. And there's all kinds of restrictions on what you can and can't say at school.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And even the freedoms that you're supposed to have, they'll clamp down on.
It's true. We're going to go to your phone calls first, though, before we get into the story about a Time magazine editor and CEO of the Constitution Center who says he wants to get rid of that pesky First Amendment. Let's go first, though, to Larry. He's in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Larry.
Hey, I tell you, our First Amendment is slipping away. When I've been cut off every radio station here in town because really? I'm trying to get a point across, talking concisely, pronouncing every word. But just what I'm saying and my terminology, they get mad when they don't want to face the truth. They want to be politically correct. And, I've said before on your program that all you have to do is look at George C. Wallace's speech, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a hoax, a fraud, and a sham. You can find it at pbs.org. But that's
so wait, are you saying that's the issue that they're banning you from the airwaves for discussing?
They really are banning me, and because I'm saying that Martin Luther King is what destroyed our community. He destroyed the black community.
Are you among the black community, or are you third party?
I'm a black person, yes.
Okay, interesting.
So can you make an explanation as to why you believe that Martin Luther King destroyed the black community? What does that mean?
Here's what I mean. Before Martin Luther King, and you know, I'm 63 years old. I lived in that time. Before Martin Luther King, the black community was segregated, right? And at that time, that was the most merciful thing that could ever happen to us, because what it done is it kept us together. We had just been enslaved for 400 years, right? We didn't know how to work together as people. We didn't know how to trust each other. So that forced segregation made us stay in our communities. When we got educated, if I don't care where you got your degree from, you had to come back to your own community and use it. When you got your money, you had to come back and support your businesses that were within your community. That was the most merciful thing that ever happened to us. But what Martin Luther King came along, he saw what was going on. The white people saw what was going on, and they destroyed our businesses. They were fledgling businesses. We were learning how to do business. You know, every community knows how to do business, right? Because mm-hmm. they trust each other. The Japanese, the Italians, they trust each other. The blacks never got the chance to learn how to be a community because we ended segregation and Jim Crow too soon. People hate to see that, but when I look at the character of the people that produced, they are old, they are disabled, they are feeble at this time, and they are stuck in their ways, and they won't repent of their misgivings and how.
Just to be clear, are you saying, Larry, that because segregation, which was forced previously,
mm-hmm.
was ended, meaning that at that point people could live where they wanted, they could have whatever rules they wanted as far as allowing people to come in together, use the same water fountain, things like that.
That's right.
Eat at the same restaurant. You're saying that mm-hmm. that hurt the black community because someone could be free to move out from a segregated place into a non-segregated place?
Well,
here's what my concept is and what I know from historical facts. It destroyed us because when that happened, all the upper crust of the black community, all those doctors and lawyers mm-hmm. and stuff, got an opportunity to escape the poverty. And they looking at the real situation where they could move out of that situation and then just bombard down on the black people that remain there because they didn't care anything about them.
Wealth did not spread through the rest of the black community the way it did, say, the Chinese community in Chinatown.
Yeah, I don't necessarily know that we should make the restriction, but certainly I understand what your point is in terms of causing disintegration of the community.
Hold on, Larry. Let Chris. What was it now?
I was just saying. I see your point in enabling or resulting in those actions causing disintegration amongst the community, black community.
Well,
If you think of it from like a libertarian perspective, it's the same mm-hmm. thing. Like we're spread out. We want to be together in order to have an effect. And if you mm-hmm. spread out, well, you're not going to have that effect.
Before Brown versus the Board of Education, there were schools that were run by black people for black people mm-hmm. that did a much better job, as far as I can tell, at education than the public schools have mm-hmm. done for black people. So I understand. I understand where you're coming from there, Larry, and it's an interesting view. I've never had it presented to me that way
before.
Yeah, it is
different. Definitely never heard this before.
Thank you, because it's not often somebody hits me with something new.
This is definitely, right. I like this view. It just not like I'm not necessarily sure that, like, I think there we should have left those laws in place, but I certainly like the different perspective that you've brought to the table that nobody else is permitting you to say effectively, because it contradicts their view.
But shouldn't you be blaming the individuals who moved out of the community? If what you're saying is that, ending segregation was a problem because it led people to leave and spread out, then shouldn't you just be blaming those people for cutting and running rather than blaming the end of segregation?
No, I'm not blaming them for that. Here's what I'm blaming them for. I'm blaming them for their negligence and their acceptance of the policies of Martin Luther King and of the civil rights era. What it done is it certainly destroyed us. And, you know, when I think about that, just knowing what I know, because I went to segregated schools and so forth, and those ones who have left, you see them at the top of the food chain. That's why all the athletes and all the movie stars in the black community, they run straight to the white man to get what they want. But in the past, in segregation, if it had lasted another 30 years, we would have been a more cohesive community. We would have learned how to do business with each other and trust each other. Then we could come at large and be a combined community. But what happened with Martin Luther King, he destroyed all that. He did a con job on us. Just read, if you don't take my word for it, read George Wallace's. He was on the board of Tuskegee. He was an attorney. His speech, the Civil Rights Act of 1964, a hoax and a fraud and a sham. Those white people, they fought to keep us segregated because they knew what they had done to us over a 400-year period of being slaves. They knew we needed to bond with each other. They knew we needed to.
I am pretty sure that is not the reason why people fought for segregation.
Well, I'm sure there were a variety of people.
They inadvertently done it. Or they maybe inadvertently done that, not knowing the implications, but when they seen what it was doing, that's when they destroyed it. Now,
Larry, thank you for calling.
Anything to do about that. I'm just thanking you guys for letting me get my point across.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Larry, would you consider yourself to be a black separatist today?
I'm not a black separatist, but I'm a black realist. And when I see what's going on, when I see the results, I'm a nationalist, really, because I believe in America. But when I see what's going on with the upper crust in the black community, the foolishness and perversion that they're into, they need to be called out for it. But like I said, every time I try to do it, my voice is cut off, and I have a great understanding of what really happened, so they don't want to see it every form I go to. Everywhere I go, there's always an edginess in the room because I bring it up, and there are Christian
people. Yeah, I can see people and how they might respond to this. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
Thank
I'm glad
so
we were able to give you that ability to express yourself there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and I agree with you, Nobody. That's an unusual perspective. I have not heard that previously.
Yeah, it's there's a logic
to
it.
Saying either. Yeah, it definitely sounds like there was some logic to it.
There's more on the way, and you can bring up whatever you want. We'll talk more about freedom of speech. It continues to be under attack. It's Free Talk Live.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true, and it's only natural.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.